This is the Hard Soul and Hustle podcast, episode number 17. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, hustlers? I am excited for today's episode because I have with me Ruby, who is just like me, a fellow hustler. And you guys know how much I love having somebody on the show who is just as into the hustle as me. But what's really great about this episode is that we're going to dive into some really awesome stuff, including how Ruby is filling up her programs with a really small list. And I think that this episode is going to resonate with a lot of you because she's not working with these massively insane numbers. She's just getting really amazing organic results, which is almost kind of rare in today's world. So let's dive right into the interview. But before we do that, a quick word from our sponsor. If you haven't already, make sure you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/class and get yourself all signed up for our free Periscope training. We're going to show you everything you need to know to get massively successful on the platform, including how to generate your first 1,000 followers, the complete script you can follow to get paid, and exactly what we did to generate $10,000 in the first 30 days on the platform. So again, make sure you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/class, claim your free spot. But for now, let's jump into the interview. Hey, Ruby, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super stoked.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and what you're working on right now.
I am a coach, catalyst, and igniter, and I help my clients find true empowerment by rebuilding a solid foundation of self-love. What I'm working on right now is just to fill my upcoming group programs. I'm also doing some one-on-one coaching and currently in the process of designing my new digital programs. All exciting stuff.
Awesome. I love it. So tell us a little bit about your coaching and what you kind of coach people around. So you gave us a little glimpse into it, but go a little deeper and tell us what you coach people around.
I coach people on self-love without really labeling it self-love. I believe that many of us are striving to go after things that really truly don't align with who we are as a person, because during our upbringing, we've been told what we should be doing. We've had people influencing our behaviors, and somewhere down the line, we start to lose focus of what really feels good to us. So for a lot of people in business, like entrepreneurs, going after certain money income goals, for people in the corporate world, going after certain levels in their corporation, yet not really truly connecting to the why. So when you reach those goals, you still feel unfulfilled and you still feel unsatisfied. And that's because you're lacking the solid foundation of self-love, which has caused you to go after the wrong things in your life. It's like someone who may have a solid career, but their relationship life is falling apart. I help people create the balance and really embody the have it all mentality, because I believe that everyone does have what it takes to have it all. We just don't know what having it all truly means to us.
Awesome. And I think that that's such an important topic, because I can say from personal experience, you know, I've achieved monetary goals and been like, well, that was unfulfilling. So I absolutely love the topic. So let's get into some of the nitty gritty about your coaching, because one of the things that really made my ears perk up before we started was you said, like, I don't have any funnels. I don't have a big list. And yet you're generating some really, you know, substantial recurring revenue with one-on-one clients and group programs. So can you talk to us a little bit about the programs that you have right now? I know that you have the Inner Tribe and your one-on-one coaching. Can you throw some numbers at us? Like, what are those? How long do they run? What are you charging for that?
Yeah, my Inner Tribe program is something that I felt was just really needed, because a lot of people go through these journeys of personal growth and transformation. And as they do, they start to lose friends because they're up leveling and their tribe doesn't up level. So this Inner Tribe program is really for women who are on this journey of personal growth, who want to meet other women who are on this journey of personal growth, so they can really up level together while getting guidance and coaching with me. So what's included in this plan is really they get to work with me one-on-one. They also get group sessions and they get the support of a sisterhood. The investment is $475 per month for 6 months. And the result, I mean, they speak for themselves. I've had women in this program manifesting dream jobs, leading jobs, manifesting partners. I mean, just really gaining the ability to go forth with these things because now they're being fully supported by a tribe of like-minded women.
Awesome. So you do the 6-month group coaching program at $475 a seat. That's 12 people. And then you also do one-on-one coaching.
One-on-one.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. The one-on-one coaching is also a 6-month program. And I like 6 month because personal growth, it takes some time. It doesn't happen overnight. And the one-on-one program is currently sitting at $1,100 a month. I have raised my prices substantially over the last year and a half because I can, because I'm gaining momentum. As I honestly believe that I am a phenomenal coach and my clients are getting the results. So when it comes to being unapologetic about pricing, I am very unapologetic about my pricing because I believe that the results speak for themselves.
Awesome. I love it. So here's what really stood out to me. And we were actually introduced by one of our previous guests, Jenna, who is like the sparkly lawyer. So you definitely remember that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that stood out to me is you're kind of running this 5-figure a month business. But from an outsider perspective, from like a traditional marketer, you know, I would consider myself more of like a traditional internet marketer. That's what gets me excited. Facebook ads, funnels, lists, like all of that stuff. But I love that you kind of this contrasting side, which is you don't really have funnels or an expansive list, and yet you're running, you know, a 5-figure month business. So can you talk to us a little bit about where and how are you attracting these people into your coaching? Because this isn't really one of the things that's really standing out to me that made me really excited to get you on the show is you're doing this coaching, you're filling it up, but it's not business coaching. And so you're actually coaching people. I don't want to say life coaching because that's really not what you're doing, but it's more like the life coaching side of things. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of breaking that status quo of the only way to be a 5-figure coach is to coach on business. So talk about like, just kind of touch on all of that. Let's start with how are you filling it up?
So I have a strong background in social media and I have built really loyal followings on all my social media platforms. I'm very active on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but I'm also on any other platform you can find, also YouTube. So the majority of my clients, they arrive to me through social media or through referrals. And it's just worked. And on social media, I'm very transparent. I'm very authentic. I don't just post all the, like, look at me with my brand new car and this house and all this stuff. Like, I post the crap too. I post about when I have bad days. I'm just very, very real and honest about my journey. And that's what I feel brings people to me is the authenticity.
Awesome. So talk to us about how, from a logistics standpoint, how do you move them from social media to being like a high level client? Because I imagine it's not as simple as, hey, I have a group coaching program, it's $1,100, and everybody flocks to you with a credit card, right? I'm imagining it's not quite that simple.
No, I mean, I wish.
Right?
But no, it's not that simple at all. And it's all about relationship building and relationship cultivation. So you can't just post stuff on social media and then not engage. And you can't just post stuff and just have assistants engage because that energy shines through, right? So if you have a social media assistant or someone running your social, great, that's going to be very helpful. But you should be doing the engagement because your personality, your energy is what's going to connect to these people. I've had a client who signed on for my one-on-one coaching after watching me on YouTube for a year, a full year. And then she reached out and said how much my videos had helped her and she was finally ready to commit. So it's not overnight, and I don't want people to think that I've been an overnight success. I'm building towards a 5-figure a month business. I'm building towards my dreams, but I'm doing it in a way that feels really good to me. And cultivating relationships with potential clients or cultivating relationships with my tribe, that feels good to me.
Awesome. So in terms of building relationships, are you operating on like a one-to-many model or are you doing more one-to-one type interaction?
I do both. I've got the group programs. I've also got the digital programs, which are coming out soon, which will be one-to-many. But you're not going to see me do a ton of webinars. I've done two. I've done two in my life. And they're not that exciting to me. I prefer getting really deep in the underbelly of people's stuff. And that happens through coaching. And that's why my coaching programs, even the group ones, aren't, you know, 1 to 100 or 1 to 1,000. It's like 1 to 12, 1 to 20, because that's what I prefer.
Awesome. So talk us through how you're kind of attracting these people. So I know that every platform is different. You said you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but you're not really spending a ton of money on like ads or traditional advertising, it sounds like. So how are you expanding your organic reach, especially when things like, you know, Instagram just put up their new algorithm and Facebook is limiting the reach of pages and Twitter is talking about changing their algorithm. So how are you compensating for kind of this pay to play transition that's kind of underway?
I post good shit. I mean, it really is that simple. And I'm an ex-social media strategist. My business prior to this was I had my own social media strategy boutique firm, and I manage social media for 5 different businesses. So I know this stuff and I get the algorithm, but the reason your stuff isn't being seen is because it's not being picked up by the algorithm because it's not good shit. It's not what people want to see. So you need to post things that are really authentic, things that really speak to your tribe, but also speak to you. Because if you're trying to market a tribe that doesn't quite speak to you, but you're marketing to them because they have deep pockets, then that the messaging isn't going to resonate. The energy behind the posts that you share aren't going to be in alignment. And people feel that. Like, people can read through fake. They can read through it immediately. And the ones who can't, I mean, those are not my ideal clients. I want authentic people. I want people who aren't afraid to be them and aren't afraid to be vulnerable. And that's why my stuff works. I mean, I'll spend a maximum of maybe $400 in a month. And that's maybe 1 or 2 times a month in the year for some sort of launch. But on average, I'm probably spending maybe $100 a month in advertising.
So that's kind of where your reach is. So you're positioning is, okay, if I put out really, really good content, I don't have to spend a fortune advertising it because I'm advertising the right stuff to the right people.
Right.
So in terms of the advertising that you do, can you kind of talk to us about how do you run those? So are you running ads to like an opt-in page and you are building a list? It's just not huge. Are you running ads to your own content, cultivating that, getting people on the phone? So it sounds like your attraction method is, I know who I am. I know what I offer. I know what my content is. I spend a little bit of advertising when I want to get out there a little more because, like we said, it is kind of a pay-to-play transition going underway. Doesn't mean you have to pay a ton. So now let's imagine you've attracted the right person. So what's the process from I saw your post on Facebook to now I'm going to join your program?
What usually happens is if they're interested, I'll have a conversation. If they see me on Facebook and they send me a message or they post a comment and they say I'm interested, then I'll send them a private message and just talk to them, get to know them, and then see if this is actually for me, someone that I want to work with. From there, if it feels like it's a good fit, then I'll offer them a soul clarity session. And that's really a session for us to figure out if this person's really a good fit for my programs and if our energies are aligned to work together. And they'll either take the offer or they want. Some people really get stuck on price, and money objection conversations aren't that scary to me, but I can also feel my way through them and see if this is one of those money objection conversations that is going to be stuck. But I'm not afraid to talk about money, and I'm not afraid to get people on the phone. But it really is just that for me, is bringing the conversation online to a phone call and then having that conversation on the phone. And my whole clarity sessions are not the traditional model. I had a whole script when I first started and I hated it. So now it's just a chat, and I always begin with this call. The purpose of this call is to see if you're a good fit for my programs and to see if we're a good fit for each other. That's what I always say. And then I just get to know them and I say, what prompted you to reach out? And just let them talk. And we talk, we jam it out. I'll coach a little bit. And at the end, we talk about the program and they're either in or they're out. I mean, that's how fluid it feels for me.
That's so good. And we'll link to it in the show notes, but we have, we actually had someone on who talked about sales calls and said something that's almost exactly to that effect, which is your sales calls are not designed to sell. Right. That's a big mistake that a lot of people make. The sales calls is just to see if you're a good fit. And we kind of have this same practice in our business, which is you pre-qualify people before they ever get on the phone, whether they realize it or not. Because if they're engaging with your content and they're talking on your posts and they're aware of your prices and your positioning, the call is like, I'm interested. Now I just need validation one way or another. And that's so key. And so one of the big things that is kind of making my ears perk up and one of the big takeaways is that organic marketing is not dead. And in fact, for a lot of high-level programs, the organic marketing that you do kind of comes from the audience that you curate with maybe a little bit of paid advertising or, you know, whatever level you choose. So you get them on the phone, you close them into the program. Now, is that your primary way of all of your sales, whether it be one-on-one or group coaching, or are people able to buy kind of less traditional like sales style, like sales pages? Or I know you said you're not a big fan of webinars, but do you do things like launches or anything like that?
I'm like the unlaunch queen. I'm the unfunnel queen. I have one program, which the bottom of the triangle, which is, it's called the Reboot. And this is a 1 month group coaching program that I have running twice a year. And it's really, for me, I look at it as a way for people to see what I have to offer. People can just buy into that program. So when I launch it in, it starts in January and then it starts again in September. So the month before I launch it and I open up the page again and people can just go by click and they're in. So that's the only program I have where I don't do online. The only one, the Inner Tribe and all my one-on-one coaching, there's all qualifying calls.
Awesome. So one of the things that I love to point out to those that are listening is that even though you don't use funnel and lists, you still have almost like a funnel process. And I think that that's the big hang up that people have is they want to play one extreme or another, but they don't realize that the funnel, whether email, written, social media based, gets them on the phone or webinar, gets them on the call, gets them on your sales page. You still have to develop a relationship. You still have to build that connection. You have to show them who you are, what you do, what you stand for, what you know. And then once you have that authority and that positioning, then it's just a matter of, okay, are we going to close you into this program at this price point? So I love that you don't use traditional funnels and lists, but I also love that success kind of leaves those clues behind of, even though you're not building a list or that kind of stuff, you're still kind of funneling people through.
Right.
So as far as your marketing goes and when you do kind of do these launches, so are you kind of building an email list in the background as well?
I am, and I'm religious to my email list. They get emails every week, sometimes a couple times a week, but it's really heartfelt, heart-centered messaging. So it'll be me maybe sharing an experience that I went through that week. It'll be me getting vulnerable. It'll be me poking at them to get them to think about things a different way. I mean, they're very insightful emails. I'm not just selling. And I mean, I just hate the word selling too, because I feel like I'd rather be a magnet. You know, I'd rather have people come to me because they really truly want to work with me. So my emails, you'll see informative, 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 informative. And then, oh, I have this thing. I think it would be really great for you. Informative, informative, informative. And then I have this other thing and I think you should give it a shot. And that's how my emails go. But I am religious to my email list. I have a good retention rate, but the list is still under 1,000.
Awesome. So I think that that's really important to note is that you can run a really successful business with a small list. And you said something so important that I hope that people aren't overlooking, which is, you know, as important as social media is, and while that's the, you know, kind of the main driver of your sales in a way, if you don't stay in contact with those people regularly on email, you lose that relationship. Have you kind of found that to be true, that if people who are joining your programs are also people who have kind of already signed up for the email list?
I would say that's a mix for me, because I've had people just decide to work with me through my social media and that's it. But then again, the thing, if you really want to see how I run social media, just go check out my pages. But I'm very engaging and very interactive. There's no post or comment or anything that doesn't go without me liking it or commenting back or replying. And I take that time because I am building a tribe. And when you have a tribe, you have people who love you and who are going to eventually one day support you in different ways. But for me, it's all about the tribe building. And if you take the time to build your tribe and you do it right, then you're going to have this pocket full of a loyal following that will buy whatever you put out, right? And maybe my one-on-one coaching won't work for this one particular follower, but she can sign up for my Reboot because that's got a lower price point. Or maybe she can do my digital program. So it's building the tribe and also building the pyramid of, call it pyramid of product, where, you know, at the top of the pyramid, you have your high end, and at the bottom, you have your free stuff. And then it just goes up. So there's something for everyone. And right now I'm in the midst of ensuring that my pyramid is filled, and that's what the digital products are going to do. I think that there's such an importance to a tribe, and to some people, maybe the idea of spending that much time on social media doesn't feel exciting, but I look at it as I am building my business. I'm not just there wandering around aimlessly in the black abyss of Facebook. You know, I'm there for a purpose.
Awesome. So what it really comes down to for you is you're building your tribe through whatever means necessary, or you're kind of leveraging that tribe that you've built to bring in new clients, bring in new sales, and kind of rely on them to help you expand your reach, you know, in addition to the minimal that you're spending on advertising.
Right.
Awesome. Exactly. So I want to start to kind of wrap up a little bit. So tell us, you know, for those that are listening, what is kind of something they can do like right now in their business to kind of start moving them forward? You know, whether they're a coach or they offer products, it sounds like you've kind of built from the ground up. And what's really unique and stands out about your story is that even though you're building this following, it's kind of like you operate from a level that almost anyone could, which I like. So What are some things that they could do this week to kind of move themselves forward, or one thing?
So take an audit of your business. And what I mean by that is take some time, block some time out, maybe an hour, maybe two, and look at all the different pieces of your business. And then as you're looking at them, ask yourself, does this feel good? If the answer is no, then why are you doing it? And I always go back to the feeling, like if you're running a business that doesn't feel good, then you're doing it wrong. It should ultimately always feel good. So that's the number one tip I can give, and you can go do that right now.
Awesome. And what does the word hustle mean to you as it applies to business?
I always think of the word hustle with the word heart, you know, because for me, if I'm going to hustle, there has to be heart. And that means going after whatever it is that I'm truly passionate about, unapologetically and with full motivation and drive.
Awesome. I love that. And then finally, tell us what you're working on and where we can find out more about you.
Yeah. So I invite everyone to check out my Inner Tribe program. It's a phenomenal program, and I'm reopening the doors in July for enrollment. The program begins in August. You can find me at www.iamru.by, not .com, .by. And I'm also on social media at I Am Ruby. You can find me everywhere. If you're seeking a little advice, if you're wanting a little guidance, my videos on YouTube are amazing. And you can find me there at I Am Ruby Vlog. But just connect with me. Say hi. I love to engage with people on social media. I love to connect with people. And, you know, don't fear reaching out, because I am quite approachable.
Awesome. I love it. And we'll link that all up in the show notes, which I'll give you guys a link to in just a second. But before I do that, Ruby, I want to give you a big thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on.
I am so grateful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.